Hello and welcome to another episode of The Barefoot Shepherdess, which is a sporadic podcast done by Mint and Thistle. If you're not familiar with me, I run a photography company in Maine. Kind of travel all around the world, but most of my work's right here in Maine. And this episode, I really want to talk about 2021, or, well, eventually 2021, but I'm going to want to wrap up 2020, take a little bit of stock, talk about how I have gotten where I am right now and propelling myself forward, but more in the context of how you might be able to do the same thing. So thanks for being here. Can't wait to dig in. This year screwed a lot of people up in so many ways, and I know that's a vast understatement, but I also know that I don't need to go into all the ways that 2020 really rocked everyone's world. I'm really lucky. My husband and I have jobs, we're healthy, all those things. That doesn't mean that it didn't impact me. I was supposed to be in Japan, Colorado, the Yukon, doing climate science research, London. All of those plans obviously got nixed entirely. I lost a dear friend of mine this spring while everybody was in quarantine, so we were unfortunately unable to do any sort of like funeral for everybody. So in that way, 2021 was particularly rough. A lot of the things that I love doing, I really haven't been able to do. But if that's the worst that it's done to me, I guess I have to say, you know, it might have done me more good than bad. I have a new job. I moved my kids into new schools. I have a new horse, new house that we're renting out. We did sell our old house. We moved into sort of a chaotic situation, but we're making the best of it. So 2020 has been tumultuous in many ways. I do think, though, sometimes that tumultuous times and spaces, it's where we grow. When you're uncomfortable, you're forced to adjust yourself, pick yourself up, figure it out. When we sit in a comfortable space, very rarely is there growth. And that's kind of what I want to talk about. 2020 forced me to take stock of what I was doing and to prioritize everything. So in a professional sense, I realized that what I was doing for photographs was not bringing me any joy. I was not creating any images that really sparked passion in me, and that is what I realized I wanted to do. And I realized it had been months in the summertime, you know, I hadn't taken any pictures, which is very out of the ordinary for me. And I realized it was because none of the things I was doing with my photography skills was giving me any joy. So I sort of had to take stock, and I dug in with a lot of inspiration and searching to see what other people are doing that makes me excited, what evokes something in me. And I really came down to the conclusion that I want to take photos I love. I want to get better at taking those photos. And in that, in a more tangible way, I know I want to feel this deep desire and sensuality in my portraits and my still life. So I focused on two branches of photography once I decided I needed to really ramp up my game. It was portraits and still life as the first category, so sort of studio work. And the second one is I really want to work on branding for companies. Both of those types of photography really give me genuine, like, electric excitement and energy. And once I nailed that down, once I realized that's what I wanted to do, that was when I started really, really sprinting with the business. When you're excited to do something, it doesn't matter if you're getting paid or not. So for me, obviously, it's 2020. We're in lockdown. I don't have clients. All my weddings got canceled. I can't be around people. You know, we're wearing masks. There's mandates, yada, yada. So it actually worked out really well because it forced me to improve myself and my skills in photography. At first, I was like, oh, I got to get a ton of people to do free portraits so I can practice. And that proved to be really hard because obviously people are trying to be safe and they should be. So it forced me to just use myself. And that was a phenomenal breakthrough for me. because I really had to think about posing and lighting, and I could do it over and over and over again and screw up 1,000 times, and I'm not disappointing some person who's getting their picture taken. I'm just working with me, and I know what it felt like to be under that spotlight. So it was really good. So you'll see a lot of that work on my Instagram page or my website, which I did redesign. I did a lot of work with floral design, and I'm still working on that. That is what I really want to hone in. But this process of self-improvement has been amazing because it's opened up opportunities with branding work that I did not realize I was going to have simply because I became better at my craft. So I would urge you to kind of take a page out of that book, like decide what gives you passion and excitement and then nail it down. Like decide that you're going to get better at it or decide you're going to even try it. Because once I decided I was going to make, you know, these sensual, luscious, dark photographs, and they're of myself, which can feel a little self-serving or maybe self-absorbed, but really it's because I lack other subject matter. But once I decided I was going to do that, man, like opportunities opened up. Once those opportunities opened up, I realized I needed an actual dedicated space because I've been just rearranging my dining room in order to fit the needs of my studio just on the weekends, basically. So we would eat at the Kitchen Island on the weekends because I had taken over our dining room. So I realized that I needed to begin working a little differently. So I'm working to make a studio actually in the house. At first I wanted to rent a space and it just didn't make a lot of sense because I live sort of out in the middle of nowhere and commuting into a studio didn't seem to make a lot of sense, especially when I want to be able to wake up and just go straight into the studio, especially if like my kids are sleeping or something when I have time. So we have sort of a funky layout of a house, and there's one room that I really have been trying to ignore because I hate it, that I realize would be perfect as a studio space. So is it perfect in general? No. Is it going to achieve what I need? Absolutely. And I guess if 2020 has taught me anything, it is to work with what I have. You know, decide what I have, what my priorities are, and then work with it. And so I guess this episode is really all about kind of manifesting what you need and what you want. So when I say manifesting, I don't mean like lighting a candle and doing a blood sacrifice. Although I think maybe that would work too, but what I really mean is you can wait around and hope things fall into place all you want. And you can say over and over again, things will work out if they're meant to work out. And like, that's all fine and good. It's good to have a positive attitude. But frankly, like you do have to make that thing happen. So for me, I had to sort of realize that the clients I want aren't going to come hounding me if I'm not putting out the work that I want to be doing. And also, if I need a studio space or something to actually make this work, I just need to do it. And I started calling myself a branding photographer, a portrait photographer, not a wedding photographer. And man, it changed my mindset. Like just choosing to manifest and create this company, I just made a decision one day where I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do portraits and I'm going to do branding. And that's what I'm doing. And it's happening. So forcing myself into that mindset has been a huge game changer. Imposter syndrome is real. It's very easy to feel like you're faking it. But honestly, I think the more you say you're doing something, for me, it was saying I'm doing branding and portraits, the more you do that thing. So I hope that if you take anything from this episode, it's that take stock of what you have and what you want. And then decide that is exactly what you're going to do. And then just do that thing. Like, am I making millions of dollars doing this right now? No. Do I think my business is going to make it somewhere? Absolutely, I do. And I'm really excited about it. So I guess this is my 2020 wrap-up episode. And I'm just really stoked about 2021. A lot of really big stuff going on. As a last piece, I urge you to head over to one of my clients, my branding clients, Rugged Seas, on Instagram and purchase a t-shirt for their fundraiser. They're doing a fundraiser for the families of the fishing vessel Emmy Rose, which sank off the coast a little while ago. I think it was September. 100% of the profits go towards those families. So anyway, take stock of what you have, decide what you want, and then just like go do it. Go do it right now. And I can't wait to see what you guys are up to in 2021. Cheers and take care, my friends.